Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Stephen Dutzman, and I am your host, and this is my ride to work. I'm also the founder of EngageFamilyGaming.com. That is a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-hosts come together to give everyone the information they need to get their family game on. So yesterday was a pretty big day. I completely forgot that Apple had a crazy conference. And so they made some announcements. Specifically, they announced a Apple Arcade, which is going to be a more or less a EA Access for Apple. It will work on both iOS and Apple TV and on Mac. Basically anywhere there is an app store. They didn't give many details. There's just going to be, they said there's going to be, 100 exclusive games, or 100 included games, some of which will be exclusive. They are courting other game developers, etc. I wouldn't be surprised if the game from that game company that's coming, that would be a part of, Apple Arcade. And I know Outland from Finji, we know that is confirmed. I heard that on their Discord. And Outland is a really interesting, kind of turn-based grid strategy game. That was interesting. I want to unpack that a little bit more before I talk about it. In fact, I think we're going to be talking about it in great detail tonight on the Mothership podcast, because Amanda Farrow actually got it. My understanding is she got pretty significant hands-on time with the, hands-on is probably the wrong term, but she got a pretty significant preview over at Super Parent. So, we'll be talking to her about that tonight to get some information. What I really want to talk about is, the PlayStation State of Play event, that happened yesterday. So it was a video. A lot of folks were comparing it, at least before it launched, to a Nintendo Direct. Afterwards, there were a lot of fans that were kind of trashing it. I don't see any reason why. Nintendo hasn't put out nonstop bangers of of Nintendo Directs forever. I think people were expecting like Bloodborne 2, the PlayStation 5, and PlayStation giving free game, giving all of their first-party games out with PlayStation Now or something crazy. Like, they announced a bunch of games. Specifically, they announced a lot of virtual reality games. They actually opened it up with Iron Man VR, which, if I'm thinking, like, realistically, we don't have VR. The general has made it very clear she is not interested in getting VR until our kids are a little bit older. Iron Man VR is probably going to be one of the first games we play. In a couple of years when all the kids are old enough and we pick it up kind of on the back end, Iron Man VR seems like a no-brainer. And it's being made, it's a PlayStation VR exclusive made by Sony Worldwide Studios in partnership with Marvel Games. And man, that was so cool watching that. It looked a little awkward, but whatever, it's in development. I cannot wait to play Iron Man VR. But speaking of games that I cannot wait for, they made some other cool announcements. Gave us some more details about Crash Team Racing coming in June. But really what they did is they gave me what, outside of Pokemon, is my most anticipated game for the year, now that I have seen it and gotten some more information. They showed me Concrete Genie on PlayStation 4. And yeah, as of right now, with the exception of Pokemon, I think Pokemon is just a different level. Pokemon is like my most anticipated event of the year. I am very psyched to get a chance to play Concrete Genie. So here is the elevator pitch for Concrete Genie. First, the art is amazing. Everybody needs to look at it. The art is extra important, actually, because what you do is you play a boy who stumbles upon he's a troubled boy. He's got a lot of, he's getting bullied. It sounds like he's in a town where He doesn't really kind of belong. He's a talented artist. The story trailer they showed him, sitting on a sidewalk or, on a bridge, drawing in a sketchbook. He's awesome, kind of monster critters. He had obviously his own very distinctive art style. And he eventually stumbles upon and finds like this magic paintbrush that lets him, kind of paint on the walls of, the various buildings, etc., in town. And in doing so, he creates environments. So you paint trees and, you paint happy little trees. And depending on what colors you use, that gives them different elemental properties. Then you can actually create monsters. You can draw the monsters. And the monsters that you draw will come to life and will help you solve environmental puzzles. And eventually, it appears they will also help you battle these wacky shadow monster things. I'm a big fan of, kind of environmental puzzles, and I love games with interesting art styles that really commit to those art styles. And Concrete Genie definitely does that. I also really, the story really resonates with me. I've told the story on podcasts before. I, certainly would have loved the ability to kind of escape into another world when I was a kid, just with this, some of the bullying that I went through. So having, so kind of seeing what that kid was going through, the main character, I kind of identified with some of that, and I kind of want to go through that voyage with him and see what he does. Apparently, the idea, like some of one of the what you are trying to do, is kind of bring the city back to life. I'm guessing when they say that, they don't mean it literally, but it sounds, but because of the magic of the paintbrush, etc., they do mean it literally. And I think that is super fascinating. And why is it my game of the, why is it my most anticipated game? I mean, this is all subject to change. If you listen to me on Geeking with the Moms, you know that I love to get hype, and E3 is obviously going to throw a whole bunch of stuff out. But this is a game that I am anticipating the most right now. I mean, I think to a degree it even ranks over Pokemon. And part of that is, I have enjoyed Pokemon and I love the hype cycle around Pokemon, but I think I enjoy the hype and kind of bathing in the joy of my friends more than and my kids, obviously, more than I actually enjoy playing the games. Like, I mean, I think they're great, and I am very much planning on finishing, Pokemon Sword and Shield, at least one of them. However, I mean, if I don't, I won't really be all that mad at myself. But this game, I really want to see, I want to see the story. I want to see how the characters work and, what the different monsters' powers are. I really love how the monsters move because they kind of, if you played A Link Between Worlds, you would have seen that the, that, you had that interesting, there's like 3D outside of the walls, but you could, as Link, jump into the walls and become like a 2D sprite almost, kind of moving through. And it really kind of gave me that vibe, like the interaction between like those two-dimensional planes and 3D space. That had a lot of really cool potential. And that was a 3DS game. And so this is a PS4 game, right? So they have more they can do. I loved the lighting and the particle effects. If you have not seen it, I definitely would recommend, heading over to YouTube and taking a look because it's, I think it's absolutely stunning. And I'm really happy that that they didn't cancel it. It's been in development for a while. So yeah, that's what happened yesterday. There's a lot of little stuff happening, right? But at the end of the day, I was reintroduced to a game that is now my most anticipated game of the year. And I think I've talked myself into being more hype about that than I am about Pokemon. You know, that, who knows, that might change. This is, these are hot takes. So, yeah, this has been my ride to work today. I do hope you guys are having a great day. This week is slowly starting to take shape. I've got some really cool appointments at PAX East. I'm meeting with Data Lake Entertainment, which is the company that just announced that Lord of the Rings Gollum game. I'm really hoping to maybe get a look at that, or at least talk to them about it. I'm gonna see the cool Nintendo Switch Puppy and Kitten game. I was just reminded last night that I have an appointment with that I have an appointment with ThinkGeek, so I get to see some of their cool stuff. Yeah, PAX East is gonna be great. If you are going to be there, hit me up on Twitter or Instagram, or in on the message me on the Facebook page. I am committed to every EFG fan that is at PAX East. I want to find you. I want to take a picture with you. I want to talk to you. So, you guys have a great day. And I will talk to you tomorrow. And you know, we'll give you a final rundown. Obviously, today we've got some Xbox stuff going on, so who knows what that's going to be. So you guys have a great day. We will talk to you soon. And until next time, don't forget to get your family game on. We'll see you soon. Bye.